It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate, and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
All right, welcome to the Jones Zone. Just you and me today, bud.
Just the two of us.
It's Chris and Brian with the Jones Zone at Keller Williams Realty. Don't, please.
And when we ride,
no,
just
stop.
The two of
stop.
Us.
No guests this week. We thought we'd take it easy and do kind of one ourselves, get everybody up to date on what we got going on and what's new with us. So let's get into
Which
it,
is
man.
A lot.
What you been up to this week, bro?
Oof. We floated. Chris, you had your first isolation therapy session. How'd you like it?
It was pretty cool. It was about what I expected just because of what I read and then when I was there with you. So I didn't have any major surprises.
Yeah.
I told you that I felt like I was going through the solar system
at
one point.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was cool.
So when I had my eyes open, I could see like little white speckles, I guess you could say, and they were flying by to either side of my face. Felt like I was going through like the solar system.
And did
or
you
something.
Follow it with your eyes, kinda? Did you like
kinda like it felt head? Like I was in like a tube, like a tunnel, like going down a water slide, kinda.
Yeah. Okay. See, I didn't have that experience. So what we're talking about is the flotation tanks, hydrotherapy. It's an isolation tank. You get into this tank. You've probably seen the video that I've done. We haven't. Oh, well, go check it out. It's on YouTube. But it's an isolation tank, so you're getting in this tank of water. It's 10 inches of water, about 1,200 pounds of Epsom salt, so you're floating, and you shut your door in. You shut yourself in, so there's no light, there's no sound, and the water's the same temperature as your skin, so it's basically, for all intents and purposes, sensory deprivation.
What did you say? All intensive purposes?
I said all intents and purposes.
Intents and purposes.
Did I say it wrong?
I wasn't sure. You know how people miss that.
Yeah,
miss that up.
Yeah. Okay. I say it fast because I'm not quite sure if I'm getting it right. So I just all intents and purposes.
Don't ask questions. All intents and purposes. So that was a lot of fun.
Cool,
I think.
Yeah.
Did you get a membership and stuff?
I did.
So how often are you gonna be able to go up there?
I don't know. I'm going. I want to go twice a week.
Andrea wants to go. I think we might look into going back. Just her.
Well, the thing is, you get
twice a week.
Yeah, you get two free floats a month.
But that's like 5 hours out of your day.
No.
Yeah, by the time you drive up there, it's an hour from your house.
If I drive in the morning time, if I leave around 8.
Yeah, you know, you're in your rush hour traffic, friend.
Yeah, if I leave around 9.
The earliest you can possibly get there is 10, which means the earliest you'll leave is 11:30. That doesn't put you back here until. 12:30 or 1.
We'll
you can do that twice a week?
Yeah.
Well, as your business partner, I forbid you. I'm just teasing, man.
I'm,
Are they open on weekends?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you can do that. Man.
Definitely open on the weekends.
It's a cool place, man. They got all sorts of stuff, too. We did that. We have an open house this weekend.
Which we did an open house video yesterday. No comments. What's up with that?
TBK. We got one comment. John Salas said we were funny.
Oh, great.
Shelby said, thanks, great job, you guys. You're always funny. So we got a couple. You people never cease to amaze me
never.
With the lack of support.
Lack of support.
We get like 3 or 4 likes.
We are bending over backwards
it's
to bring you guys value
man.
And entertainment.
Quality entertainment.
Well, the quality. I've been meaning to talk to you about that. We need to set up shop. We need to get some microphones.
I don't know what happens. Oh, with the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And a new intro.
We'll figure out.
People have said the intro is really.
Really?
Yeah, a couple people actually.
Okay. What'd they say about it?
They just said, you can. They were polite. They just said it wasn't the best quality because you can barely hear it a lot. It's staticky.
Okay.
When they said that to me, I told them to don't listen to it then. You know, if you don't like it, shut up.
Why don't you
listen.
Shut up and don't listen?
Why don't you do your own podcast?
I'm just kidding. You please listen.
Please listen.
Real estate wise, we're doing okay. Had a couple closings in January. Got a couple on the horizon in February, and then we're working with some people that we're trying to help get them going. So it should be okay.
Several in the
solid
works.
Start.
Yeah,
to 2017.
Definitely.
Podcasts we took this week off. Well, we didn't take it off. We just didn't have a guest.
We didn't have a guest. We have one coming up Wednesday.
We've got a couple coming up.
We have Micah on Wednesday. She's a representative of True Homes. I'm going to tell you guys the options you have. If you're looking and you're not seeing what you're looking for on the market, your options to build. So that'll be a good podcast to check out. And what do you guys want to listen to? If there's any topic you want us to cover, let us know. Email us, or you can leave a review on the iTunes. That'd be great. Yeah. 5-star review. Leave a comment.
We got Pierre Wooten coming up.
Pierre Wooten. Yep.
A couple of other guys that we've talked to.
Winthrop Basketball Hall of Fame.
That's pretty cool. What years was he there? Like the years they made the tournament and all that stuff?
Yep. He actually played for Greg Marshall.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And also, funny story, and I'll get into it when he's on the podcast, but he knows my Germany roommate. My roommate, when I was stationed in Germany, they went to school together. They got into like a, their basketball teams got into a big fight, apparently.
They went to school together?
Well, they played against each other. They, I think,
like in high school?
Yeah.
He where, from here?
Ohio.
Oh, Ohio?
Yep.
Small world. Man.
Small world.
Jeez.
But yeah,
amazing.
We'll delve into the... Dive? I didn't want to say dive. I want to say... Indulge? No.
No.
Divulge.
We'll dive.
We'll just say dive. Just jeez. Say dive. We'll pull dive. Up the source. We'll dive into that on when he's on the podcast.
Cool, man. Let's see. We have any videos coming up? We got the one with Jeremy.
We got the one with Jeremy.
Guy is interesting, man. He's going to be on the podcast, too, the same day.
Yep.
So that's going to be...
Great grappling.
We're going to have... That's him and then Micah in the
8th.
It's February. So he'll be the next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that place is cool, man. Great grappling school.
Oh, man. I can't wait to tap
right
you
there
out.
There in Fort Mill. You're not going to tap me out.
I'm going to get you in the arm bar.
Let me tell you something. I'll pass out before I tap out.
No.
I'll pull a Steve Austin.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will. My pride wouldn't let me tap out to you.
Tap out to me. Jeremy would tap you out in 10 seconds.
Oh, well, yeah. I would make up any excuse to get out of grappling with Jeremy, so
yeah,
that wouldn't happen.
That wouldn't happen.
Imagine, kick him in the knee.
Imagine just picking a fight with somebody at a bar and then not knowing they're like a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
It happens all the time.
Manhandle. You can't do that anymore.
You cannot mess around with
people. Don't pick a fight with people, y'all. I'm here to tell you. It won't end well. There's too many people out there that know what they're doing now.
Yeah. All right, so we mentioned our open house. Where is that, Brian?
It's 2017. Fuchsia Court in Fort Mill. It's in the Lake Ridge neighborhood.
Yes, sir. It should be a good one. So if you're on 160, you take a left on Dam Road where the gas station is.
Take a left on that Dam Road and...
Or right, depending on which way you're coming. And go drive past Mr. Putty's a little bit and you'll see their signs and stuff.
See our buddies, Mr. Putty's.
Our buddies at Mr. Putty's. Hey!
That's a jingle for them.
Sunday, 2 to 4. Yeah, that should be. We should record something.
We should. And sell it to them.
Sell it to them. Hey, we recorded this on our low-quality stuff without microphones. Interested?
Be your buddies at Mr. Putty's. They would laugh us out of their meeting. No. All right.
Why don't you tell the people about our art festival?
You know what? You tell them about that. I think you would explain it a lot better. It's March 31st.
Sure.
It's
Friday and Saturday, but... Well, it's not really open to the public, I guess, so I shouldn't really tell them. But it's something cool that we're involved with.
Yeah, it's not open to the public. So
we got a call in December from Terry Roche. He's a local photographer, and he kind of hosts like a community playhouse theater type of thing in Rock Hill. It's off of Main Street. I don't know what they call themselves, but he called us. He said that he saw the Jones Zone episode 9, listing appointment. He laughed his hiney off and wanted to know if he could show it in his art festival. So every couple of months he has like a showing where they put on like a play and then they show some movies and stuff. It's like a 3-hour event every couple of months. And so of course we said yes. And so we met with him this week and sat down. And they got a cool place. They got all sorts of props and
really
a studio
cool.
And... He's got all his editing equipment out and all sorts of interesting stuff. He said he's been in the business for, 30 years?
Something like that.
Doing art, and his photography is really good.
They have a bunch of local writers. They have workshops for writing stage plays, screenplays. They film a lot there as well.
It's a cool spot. Terry with a Y, and then Roche is Roueche. Mm. That's a tough one.
Is it? Is there any in there?
I'm pretty sure that's right. So. It's not traditional like you would think. So, hey, tell us about your boy LaWayne, man. What's he up to? He's having some sort of seminar. How do you know this guy? What's he doing?
So I met LaWayne Young. I met him at our Veteran Ventures meetup group a few weeks back. He works for Sandler Training, so they do a bunch of training. But anyway, on February 8th, he is hosting a time management seminar. So they'll have free refreshments, you know, drinks, coffee, donuts, that type of stuff. And if you struggle with time management like I do, I would definitely swing by and check it out. It's, I tell you what, email, I don't have the information in front of me, but I know it's February 8th, 10 to 11:30. I would go, but we have the great grappling video to do. But yeah, so reach out to me, Brian@JonesBrothersRealty.com or Facebook or whatever. I'll point you in the right direction. Time management, extremely important. I need to go to that myself.
What's this company called?
Sandler Training.
Sandler Training? Yes. Like Adam Sandler?
Yes. Actually, Sandler he's the Training. Company. He will be there February 8th. No, I'm just kidding. He won't be there. So.
Oh, Adam Sandler?
Yeah, yeah.
Just doing his same stupid voices. And
all right. You haven't made a funny movie in 10 years.
Hey, that's brutal, man. He's going through quite the drought.
He don't care no more, I don't think.
He's making mad money, man.
He's making mad, especially now he has the Netflix deal, so he just...
Yeah, he just puts out crap with his friends, and... Yeah. Hey, people probably say the same about us. They just put out a bunch of crap with their friends.
At least he's successful.
At least he's making millions of dollars.
Exactly.
Speaking of another adventure, how about our trivia thing, man? That's pretty neat, right?
So we've... We're partnering up with Fat City Entertainment. So we'll be hosting trivia, different bars, Loom co-working gallery, boys and girls over there. So tell him what he's done. He's come up with a bunch of trivia games, and it's also going to be a YouTube show. So your boys are going to be YouTube sensations.
Yeah, it's like pub trivia. Basically.
Yeah, it's pub trivia.
So if you're someone that likes that sort of stuff. It's right up your alley, but what you can do is you can actually buy it and download the game and play it at home.
Yeah.
Off their website. And they have a big following on Instagram and stuff like that. So it should be pretty cool. We're actually going to host a trivia night locally, kind of get our feet wet. We're going to record it for YouTube. And, he saw our raw talent.
He did. He saw my raw talent, and
he saw your potential.
That's where I was gonna go with that. So, you overpowered me, and I wasn't able to. You overpowered me, voice wise.
Oh, voice wise.
Voice wise, yeah. Not physically strength wise. I decimate you. In fact, I proved that last time we arm wrestled. So.
Oh please! What are you talking about?
Last time we arm wrestled.
You didn't beat me in arm wrestling.
Okay. Jeez. Went over the top with Sylvester Stallone on you.
You locked your wrist and cheated, probably, if you won, but I don't remember that.
Yeah, so February 15th, this is going to be at Loom.
Yeah.
At our client appreciation.
Yep. It'll be part of the Jones Zone clients and
friends.
Referral partners or whatever.
If you want to be a referral partner, reach out to us.
Refer people to us. That's pretty much how it works.
Yeah.
And we'll refer back to you. Do you want to talk about VetQuest?
I do. I want to talk about VetQuest Hustles, a side project I recently started thinking of and going to implement here in the next few weeks. So VetQuest Hustle is going to be a podcast where I'm going to interview other veterans. I'm going to interview them, have them share some funny stories, update me or update everybody as to what they're doing out after life outside the military. And it's just going to be a fun podcast. But I want to raise awareness for a lot of the... I don't have the stats in front of me. I have them written down. But so many Charlotte area veterans are suffering from post-traumatic stress. So I had the idea that opening up... You know, not anytime soon. I'm not in the position to do that. But that's what the VetQuest Hustle is. It's a way to document my journey to opening up a spa in hopefully the Fort Mill area in the next 3 to 5 years or so, whenever we can afford it. So sensory deprivation, and what we were talking about earlier in the podcast, is great for people with post-traumatic stress, high anxieties, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a side project where I'm going to, as I go along and as I'm raising the money, I'm going to be raising awareness as well for suffering. I mean, people know that, veterans have a high PTS, but they don't know how to treat it, maybe, except for, you know, Zoloft and medication. But there's actually, if you float, it's a good medicine, alternative medicine. So I'm hoping to raise awareness for that. And so I'll have several different guests, veterans on the podcast, and I need you guys to support. I need you to like it, listen, share, comment, whatever. Just help spread the word.
Very cool, man. I'm proud of you for doing that. That's pretty neat.
Thank you, thank you. See where we can get going.
Yeah. All right, man. What else we got going on?
How's Duke basketball doing?
Oh, why'd you even ask?
You asked what's going on. I said, well, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up...
They're terrible. That's not what's going on. That's
terrible.
Like,
they got banned from their locker room, bro.
That happens all the time. This is just the first team that ever mentioned it in public.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is a common strategy by Coach K. That,
you guys don't deserve to be in the locker basically. Room. You
I mean, who knows, man? I mean, maybe it's because if they bicker or if they whine or don't show effort in practice. I don't know what constitutes. Hopefully, it's not just the wins and the losses, because that's kind of messed up. But, you know, if it's based on effort or energy or attitude.
You know what it is, in my opinion? It's these kids going... It's this generation of college kids. They strutter. I can just see them strutting around Duke campus, not giving a crap about anything, not caring about their... I don't know. I'm just speaking because I'm a Duke hater, but I could just see it. Especially Grayson Allen. You think losing bothers Grayson Allen? I don't think it does.
I think it does.
I don't think it does. I think he's like one of those smug...
But I can see, like, you know, they lose a game. You know, all of a sudden a couple players miss class. They have a piss attitude in practice.
I can see it. Oh,
they
yeah.
get all pretty, you know, because most of them entitled. Are used to winning. Yeah, they're entitled.
They're entitled to win. Yeah.
They act like little brats, and when they do, Coach K has to check them a little bit.
So. God, Grayson Allen just reminds me of, like, you can't do that. My daddy's the boss. He's like, I bet his dad's like runs a.
I could see that too.
I'm sure his dad was calling Coach K when he got suspended.
Hey, I hope this suspension isn't indefinite, like indefinite. I'm thinking one game for my Gray.
Tar Heels are doing good.
Yeah. Who you got in the Super Bowl?
Patriots, baby.
You think the Patriots will win?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, Patriots are going to dominate. Matt Ryan, what they call him, Matty Ice or something?
Yeah. I think it's so hard to win that game coming from nothing. Like, you know, when was the last time they even made the playoffs and they're going to try to win
exactly.
the Super Bowl?
They're going to pee their pants.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that's a tough thing to do, man.
Dude, was Brady suspended for 4 games this year or was that last year?
Yeah, that was this year. So, you know, he wants
You think
it.
I'm betting against Tom Brady
and Belichick? I didn't ask you that. I was just asking who you thought was going to win.
What do you think I'm going to say the Falcons?
No. But some people are betting for the Falcons. All right, let me ask you a more interesting question. Who do you think is going to win the Royal Rumble?
Oh, now you're talking my language. Guys, I love wrestling. I love wrestling. Here's my take on the Royal Rumble. I think that... I don't know. If I know the WWE, Goldberg's going to win.
Ugh.
And the thought of that depresses me. But I can also see where Lesnar and Goldberg don't even enter the Rumble. They like have a epic like on the way to the ramp.
I think Goldberg and Brock kind of like eliminate each other and like maybe like a double clothesline scenario.
That could happen.
Roman Reigns isn't in it.
Roman Reigns is not in
it. So he's probably going to beat Kevin Owens.
He's going to beat Kevin Owens to take the belt.
And then face whoever wins the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Seth Rollins is not going to be in it. He's obviously going to face Triple H in the Rumble. Anyways.
Yeah. No, not at the Rumble. WrestleMania.
No, WrestleMania is
what
I meant.
Yeah.
So who does that leave? I mean, Kevin Owens can't
win.
You
got Braun Strowman. Which, Braun Strowman? I don't There's think no he, he's way. Not main event WrestleMania material.
No.
Not yet.
Do you think
AJ Styles? How about somebody from SmackDown?
I was just gonna say.
Well, AJ Styles is he in the Rumble? He's fighting John Cena. They're both in the Rumble though, aren't they?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't think so. And then does the winner does he get a shot? Does it depend on what brand he's with?
How it was before, they get to choose if they want the Universal title or the World Heavyweight Championship. So if AJ or if you know Baron Corbin wins and he wants to. I think that's how it was. It used to be that way. I don't know if they changed it with this recent brand extension, but
this is a cool Royal Rumble, man. Because you honestly don't know.
You don't know.
There's a lot of different options. Unlike most years, where you figure Roman Reigns was gonna win it last year. It's just like, all right. And so this one will be pretty good.
Yes, it will.
Looking forward to Jericho and the Shark Cage.
Oh, I know.
Is he fighting for his belt? He's a U.S. champ, right?
He's the U.S. champ, yep.
I don't think he's on the card, is he?
Other than being in the Shark thing? He might be in the Rumble, but...
Yeah. Who do you think's going to... Any surprises pop up? You think Kurt Angle will be
I would love for Kurt Angle, but I don't think they're going to... I think they're going to wait till after the night after WrestleMania.
For what?
To bring Kurt Angle out.
But he'll already be in the Hall of Fame by then, right?
Yeah, he's getting inducted in the Hall of... Oh, it takes away the surprise. You're right. I was thinking more of a surprise. You know how, like, The Rock or Brock Lesnar came back the night after WrestleMania a couple years ago. Somebody else came back after WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
You know what? What if CM Punk came out? Royal Rumble.
No way, man. They left on such bad
they
terms.
Did.
There's
they did.
No way that's happening.
Oh, he's Vince will.
That's true. I mean, they'll let somebody back if they can get the money out of it.
Bret Hart, Brock, all these people, that Ultimate Warrior. Jeez.
Yeah. If they think they can get a draw out of it, they will. But does CM Punk, can he put his ego aside and
CM
say,
Punk has the most unwarranted ego in the business.
Because he wouldn't apologize for anything. There's no way he goes into Vince's office and apologizes for something. Hey, I'm sorry I did that.
Yeah, right. But, Well, you want to wrap this up then?
Yeah, man.
Start, before you know it, we'll be talking 30 minutes on wrestling.
I know, dude.
Which, let's talk about Josh's podcast on Sunday.
Yeah, this is a good question to see. This is a good test to see if he listens to our podcast.
It is.
He'll be like, why'd you guys talk about me?
Yeah, so if he says anything, Josh, you need to be doing a wrestling podcast. We will be your guests periodically, but this has to be a Josh Ray endeavor. You know, we're too busy selling homes. We're too busy doing our own podcast,
That's right.
Man.
And, I mean, he can easily do it. He's just a little nervous to get started. But once you get started, it's not bad. So.
Exactly.
We'll help him out the first few episodes or be guests or whatever, like you said. But he's got plenty of friends that know a lot about wrestling that he can talk to about anything. So anytime there's, like, a major pay-per-view, he can talk with them. He can interview them about their dreams to be a wrestler or whatever. There's tons of possibilities.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential in that.
He doesn't give himself enough credit.
He does not. So that's it for us this week. Join us next week. We'll have Micah Cobb from True Homes on. We're going to be getting some better quality podcasts coming your way too, so just bear with us there. And check us out. Please like us on iTunes and leave a review and comment. That helps our search engine optimization, helps more people discover the greatness of the Jones Zone podcast.
Something like that. All right, you guys. Thanks. Have a good one.
All right, take it easy.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.